FM 100.9 Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. Good morning, it's 51 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine is marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion. And today, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Ukraine with more.
Putin has made nuclear threats before that have proved to be hollow. A senior Ukrainian military source telling me this is blackmail, but also warning nuclear weapons are a Pandora's box that shouldn't be opened. This move likely aimed as much at President-elect Trump, who's promising to end the war when he takes office, but he'll make that all the harder.
President Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire American-made missiles into Russian territory. Russia's defense minister says Ukraine did that today using six U.S.-made missiles. 45 pro-democracy advocates sentenced to between 4 and 10 years in prison in Hong Kong. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Monday. Ramon Rivera will be arraigned in court today. This is ABC. Some help on the way from Mother Nature for firefighters battling wildfires in the Northeast. New Jersey Forest Fire Service Chief Bill Donnelly on the scene of a fire in Burlington County.
This fire is going to continue to smolder. Fortunately, it looks like we have rain in the forecast coming Wednesday night and Thursday. That's what it's going to take to put this fire out.
President-elect Trump taking a trip to Texas today to hang out with Elon Musk.
Donald Trump has made no secret of his admiration for Elon Musk.
He's a character. He's a special guy. He's a super genius. We have to protect our geniuses. We don't have that many of them.
Weather and technology permitting, Trump plans to be in Boca Chica, Texas, for today's test launch of SpaceX Super Heavy booster from Elon Musk's Starbase.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Google is offering a new way to get your eyes off your screen. Android phones are getting a feature called Screen Time Reminders, which will pop up when they think you have spent too long on a certain app. They can be disabled, but will be turned on by default. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feels so right.
Today's forecast calls for temps to continue to fall. Sprinkles or drizzle possible for a time yet this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. South to southwest winds at 10 to 20. Variable clouds and colder tonight, a low of 33. Wednesday, 42. Spotty light rain and snow showers by late morning that day. Flurries possible Wednesday night and 27. 41 for Thursday. And then Friday, 42. Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy. Currently at the WRCO studios, all total an inch and 35 one-hundredths since the rain started early yesterday afternoon. Right now, north winds are at 4 miles per hour, and it is 51 degrees in Richland Center. Good Tuesday morning.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mom I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.
Oh Lord.
One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of this. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy.
Boy, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Shaboozy on WRCO Radio. Good morning on a Tuesday. Phil Nee with you as we anticipate old Hank stopping by in a few minutes and regular features along the way. The trivia question of the day a little bit later on today can net you an awesome prize, a big pizza. Woo! Here's Zach Top.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. No, that stool's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink.
Creative Outlet, we are keeping you creative with craft supplies that you want to use.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO, FM 100.9, WRCE, AM 1450, and FM 107.7. Good to have you along this morning. It's 51 degrees, and so far since midnight, 33 one-hundredths, all total an inch, and 35 one-hundredths in the rain gauge today. So a few little puddles out there.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Are you looking to enhance your herd with top-quality cattle? This Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center brings you an incredible lineup. Featuring 10 Holstein first and second calf heifers from a high-producing dairy, these parlor and freestall cows are milked twice a day and AI-sired. Plus, 12 Holstein heifers from a discontinued milking herd due in December and January, bred to a Holstein bull. But that's not all. The auction includes an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-old breadback, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this opportunity to upgrade your operation with high-quality cattle. Visit the Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center, your trusted partner for premium cattle auctions every week.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A few things to recognize and celebrate today. It's Have a Bad Day Day today. All right. Well, someone organized this because, you know, we all say have a nice day or whatever. Right now, I guess today is the day when business owners are to tell their employees to tell customers to have a bad day. Okay, I guess it's something different, that's for sure. Also, it's Equal Opportunity Day, International Men's Day, it's Blow Bagpipes Day, it's National Macchiato Day, Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Many celebrate that, that's for sure. Play Monopoly Day. So you're going to set aside a couple of hours, probably. Women's Entrepreneurship Day. And it is World Toilet Day on the 19th of November. Save on so many items during the November sale at All American Do It Center. Save 40% on an outdoor timer for your Christmas light display. Save up to 25% on select painting supplies, rollers, trays, and tape. Save up to $300 on select closeout outdoor grills. Plus, save on winter supplies, including shovels, space heaters, and sidewalk salt. Shop local during the November sale, now through December 1st at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank, what's
going on? Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
How are you doing, buddy?
Coming in and banging and clanging stuff around here.
What? I got your coffee going, though, didn't I?
Did you?
I did.
I haven't been that far yet.
Well, I had to use your vibe.
You had to use a vibe?
Well, yeah, to grind the coffee beans, put them under the wheel.
Oh, is that what you did? Oh, that'd be good.
So don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about the asphalt tasting it.
Okay.
So,
well, that'd be pretty typical, wouldn't it?
Anyway, how was your evening,
buddy? Oh, it was good. Yes. Calm before the storm. We hit the ground running with winter sports tonight.
We both do tonight.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to be refereeing, and I'm going to be yakking about again.
Yeah, so we're always covering something here.
Yeah,
here,
absolutely.
It's all good.
But it is time. As I mentioned earlier this year, in my advancing age, I love football. But it's time to move indoors.
Yeah, I understand that. But with the weather that we had for football
season, we were lucky.
I could do that all year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
or if I was in a climate-controlled booth every week. But and you even mentioned this at the eight-player game. The poor old radio announcers were all stuck outside.
Yes, they were. There were like six radio stations, and they were all outside.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice day, so it wasn't.
Oh, it was cold and windy.
Was it?
Yes, okay. It was. It was windy up there, so no sun.
Yeah. With the advent of more video crews and things like that, they've pushed the poor old radio people outside.
Well, but the media, the TV crews are usually down or on the field. It was pretty cool. I told them to get their wide-angle lens on me.
They need some sort of a glare reducer, too, any sun came out.
Yeah.
Those legs of yours.
So
you're wearing shorts, weren't you?
Speedos. But,
boy.
Yeah, you asked for it.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
But they had a white stripe down each leg.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like football speedos.
Nice.
So, But today is Quizzy Poo Day. Are you ready?
Not really. What's it on?
Well, it's on music, buddy.
Oh, music.
Oh,
buddy.
Yeah. Oh. I've been doing this one for a long time. So, and I know you're, this is your cup of tea right
here. Chomping at the bit. It depends on what kind of music it is.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I have a bonus question, though. I'm going to give you the bonus question before.
First?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Because I'm going to give you a think about it. So this is, and this doesn't count against your grade.
Oh.
Okay. It can help your grade, but it doesn't count if you miss it. Okay.
How nice of you.
Yep. But I'll give you, and you don't have to answer it right away.
Okay.
All right. What NFL quarterback, okay, has the same letter in his first name and last name? His name starts with the same. His first and last name start with the same letter.
Hmm. Is a current player?
Yep,
current player. Okay, all right. I'll think about it.
Yeah. So, all right. Number one, buddy, for music. Which of the artists has won the most Grammy Awards in history, Philip? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Quincy Jones, C, Greg Stolte, or D, Paul McCartney?
Okay.
All right. Number two, what year was the electric guitar invented? Was it A, 1929, B, 1931, C, 1945, or D, 1952? Was it A, 1929, B, 1931, C, 1945, and what was the last? D, 1952.
All right.
Okay. All right. Number three. What classical composer became deaf later in life but continued to compose music? Was it Wolfgang, Schubert, Franz Schubert, Ludwig van Beethoven, Johann and Sebastian Bach? There you go.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're good to go.
Yeah.
I should have deleted that question and went on to the next one.
That's all right.
Number four. What band was the first to play on all seven continents? Let me ask you a question. Is this the music that you're after? Are these the music questions that you're after?
It's better than some quizzes.
All right. What band was the first to play on all seven continents? Was it the Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay? Was it the Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Which Beatles album featured the song Eleanor Rigby? Do you know that one right away?
I think so.
Okay. Was it A, Abbey Road, B, Rubber Soul, C, Revolver, or D, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club and Band?
All right.
So, was it six?
Yeah, we're at number six.
Which instrument has the widest range of notes, Phil? Was it A, piano, B, organ, C, violin, or D, the harp? You know, I'm kind of like a harp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. You're usually harping about something. Right?
Always after me about something.
Yeah. Always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yes. All right, what are we on?
We're on number seven.
All right, number seven. Which artist had the first album to sell more than 10 million copies worldwide? Excuse me. Was it A, Fleetwood Mac?
Okay.
B, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. C, Carole King. D, Michael Jackson.
Dan Coba wasn't on there?
No, Dan. He missed it.
Did he miss it?
Barely.
Okay. All right.
I think that's probably because Mr. Fabulous buys those all up.
That could be.
Yeah. Number eighter?
Yeah, eighter.
Which artist famously bought the rights to the most of the Beatles catalog in 1985? Was it A, Paul McCartney, B, Michael Jackson, C, Yoko Ono? Why, have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
That's John Lennon's wife.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Or D, David Bowie.
Nope.
All right. Number nine. Which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano? Which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano? Is it A, Germany, B, Italy, C, France, or D, Austria?
All right.
It's not the same country where French fries was invented.
Oh.
In Greece. But anyway.
In Greece? Oh, very good.
Yeah. What number are we on?
Ten.
What is the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time? Is it A, The Bodyguard, C, Saturday Night Fever, C, Grease, or D, Titanic?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Those are all quality answers there. You know?
I did a pretty good job on this one.
That's a good one. Good choices.
All right. A, Bodyguard, B, Saturday Night, C, Grease, D, Titanic.
Yes. Titanium.
Titanium.
Yeah. All right. And then the bonus question.
All right. So, what, and you don't have to answer the NFL quarterback. Do you know it yet?
I wrote one down.
What is it?
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, quarterback.
Oh, you said quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll have to think about it then.
Okay.
You probably did say quarterback. I was thinking you just said NFL player, but. Okay.
Yeah. And here's what starting NFL quarterback has the same first letter for his first name and last name.
Hmm. probably kick myself afterwards.
You will, because I did when I got it. Yes, it's like, all right. Number one, which artist has won the most Grammy Awards in history? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Quincy Jones, C, is it George or Jorge? I don't know. Salty? Mm-hmm. Or C, or D, Paul McCartney?
Beyonce.
No.
Really?
That's not. It's George Solti, S-O-L-T-I.
Okay.
Never knew that.
Nope. Did not know that one either. Probably more world music.
What year was the electric guitar invented?
I said 1931.
That is correct, Philip.
Woo-hoo!
You are a scholar.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Which classical composer music became deaf later in life but continued to compose music? And I'm just going to do everybody a favor and not read them, and you just tell me your answer.
Beethoven.
It is Beethoven.
No, that's not what you said that one day. You said Beethoven, I think you said.
Yeah. I'm sure you have it on record.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right, buddy. Number 4, what band was the first to play on all 7 continents? Rolling Stones, Metallica, U2, or Coldplay?
I'm going with Metallica.
Yeah, it is. That is. And I would have thought it would have been the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I would think they'd be right up there.
Yeah, but, so
Metallica. Pretty famous worldwide.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And AC/DC is too. Is that right or is that wrong? Or is that just or is that just the UK and the US with them?
And Australia.
Okay.
From their firm, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Which Beatles album featured the song Eleanor Rigby? Was it Abbey Road, Rubber Soul, Revolver, or Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Got to go with Revolver.
It is Revolver.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it is Revolver. So, now, are all 4 of those pretty big albums?
Beatles albums?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, very much
do
so.
Do you have them all?
Sure.
Really? I mean, in your collection at home where June's upset with you about?
Yeah.
I don't mean to escape, open the scar.
Yeah, I do. In fact, she bought me a collection in the 1980s. And it was all of their albums in one box set.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well. So yeah, I do.
So she's the start of your demise.
Yeah, you can blame her for some of it.
Yeah, yeah. Which instrument has the widest range of notes? Is it the piano, organ, violin, or the harp?
That would be the organ.
It is the organ. Woo! Nice job. Number 7, which artist had the first album to sell more than 10 million copies worldwide?
That was a tough one, too, but I'm going with Carole King.
Yeah, Tapestry.
Tapestry
album. You knew that, didn't you? Yes, yeah.
Tapestry album and then Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon were on the charts for like 10 years.
Really?
Like they sold every week albums for like 10 years straight.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, which artist famously bought the rights to the Beatles catalog in 1985?
Michael Jackson.
It is true. That is Michael Jackson.
Because Paul McCartney took him aside and said, Michael, you should buy some rights to songs. That's a good investment. And not knowing that he would get outbid secretly by Michael Jackson, because McCartney was bidding on him at the same time, and Michael Jackson outbid him.
Wow.
So, yep.
Which country is credited with the invention of the modern piano?
Italy.
It is Italy.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. What is the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time? Is it The Bodyguard, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, or The Titanic?
I think they all sold, I think at first it was Saturday Night Fever, but I believe it was overcome by The Bodyguard.
It is The Bodyguard.
Yep.
Woohoo! What'd you get, buddy?
9 of 10.
9 of 10. Yep. All right. Your bonus question.
Oh, man. I'm not going to come up with it, I don't think.
Tua?
Oh, sure. The name that no one can say.
That's right. Tua Tagovailoa, or the Tua for the Miami Dolphins.
Miami, yep, yep, exactly. It's just much easier to say Tua. That's what most everybody says.
Tua T.
Yeah, Tua T, there you go.
Tua T, so... Yeah. So anyway, nice job though.
Well,
9 out of 10.
Not bad.
And that was a pretty tough quiz.
Yeah. Now that first one, the Grammy, I have to admit, I have never.
I never heard
of that artist.
I thought it was Beyonce.
Yeah, I did too.
I was like, oh, that's Beyonce.
And then as far as award winners, Beyonce, and then ranks right up there with Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood,
right.
Who all won lots of country awards too.
Right.
So, but
yeah, but you could have had 10 out of 10, but two.
Yeah.
Tua snags you again, doesn't he?
I didn't think of him.
Yeah, and people don't.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Here's another geography question for you. Okay?
Geography?
Yeah.
Oh.
What What is the only U.S. state that has no straight lines for its borders?
No straight lines?
No border lines that are straight.
Boy. Arkansas.
No, no. You think about this one for a while. I mean, if you think about it, you'll get it. But it's really, really a tough one.
Hawaii.
There you go.
Is it?
It is Hawaii.
Had to think about it a little bit. But yeah,
they
of
have no straight lines for borders.
No, it's an island.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, man, a lot of people say Rhode Island or Massachusetts, but they are straight lines.
Do I make up for my?
Nope. Getting one nice try though, buddy. All right. Everybody have a good day. Be kind.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
The ladies at Added Touch Floral and Gifts would love to help provide the perfect touch for your upcoming holiday season. How about an amazing centerpiece for your dining room table? Definitely something to admire while enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with friends and family. Need a special gift? Fresh flowers, lighted canvas, wine, or home decor? Added Touch has your perfect gift. Order your poinsettias today. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, or online at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Some notes from this day in history. In 1863, President Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. 1959, Ford Motor Company announced it was halting production of the unpopular Edsel. And in 1985, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev met for the first time as they began their summit in Geneva. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Luna Holtzman and also to Anya Paccio. That is today from the Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday to Sam Draves, the Highland Dairy Farmer from Cousin Charlene, to Angie Zegon from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Also greetings today to Avea Fargin. Have a great day from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Jermaine Hying from Bill, Tyanne, Braden, Leah, and Sophia. Have a great day today to Tom Hauber, who celebrates a birthday, and greetings this week on a plateau birthday for Tom, but still getting strikes. Absolutely. From Paul and Lou. Happy birthday to Grandpa Dave Worthington from Grant, Stephanie, Morgan, Brooklyn, and Danielle. Kay Bartles from Five Points Lutheran Church. And to Raylynn McGlynn from Lori and the Guys. Have a great day. Birthday blessings to Terry Yansky and Terry Krause from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Also, wishes going out today to Mr. Ken Feed. Enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Also, happy birthday to Ken with love from Mom and Dad. And to Ken Feed, hope you have a great day from Brother Tim today. To the history man, Mr. Ken Feed. If you see him today, wish him all the best. Maybe quiz him, too. He'd like that. Happy birthday to Sawyer Willis from Grandma Sally Shannon. Also to Sawyer Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To granddaughter Danielle Nelson from Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday today to Juanita Ludke, to Chris Dre, and Bob Greenwood from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Lori Rutherford, happy birthday from Schmidtwoodland Hills, residents and staff. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, leaving us wishes for Melinda Bumkamp, to Nikki Keenitz, Patrick McHenry, and Canada Killam. Have a great day from the RC Lions to Dave Worthington, Paxton Reed Haley, also to Kane Kleiss, Craig Huth, and happy anniversary, David and Bethany Kramer. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Chris Dre, Ken Feed Jr., Dave Worthington, and happy anniversary, David and Bethany Kramer. And happy anniversary to Al and Julie Hatch this week. All the best from your Blue River friends.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, Munk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Coming up next, our news update. Joanne has that for us. And this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thank you so much for joining us today and supporting local radio. We'll be back your way with a look at local sports, national sports, wins for the Bucks and Badgers by the slimmest of margins last night as well. We'll have it for you next hour.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business. business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 51 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today. Sprinkles or drizzle possible early. A high of 58 and falling with southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, variably cloudy and colder with a low of 33. In Richland Center, after a high of 57, it's down to our low for the day so far of 51 degrees.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV & Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The CDC and World Health Organization are warning against spiking levels of measles worldwide, as well as here in the U.S. The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2024 drug take-back collection. Wisconsin collected 55,493 pounds of unwanted medications this fall. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,312,654 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,472,805 pounds and California with 1,428,799 pounds collected. Nationwide, since inception, 19,200,440 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. The DEA leads two drug take-back days a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. DOJ partners with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to organize and promote drug take-back throughout Wisconsin. Drug take-back provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. While Drug Take Back Day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. The boyfriend of Elijah Vu's mother is pleading not guilty in the boy's death. 3-year-old Elijah was the subject of a months-long search in and around Two Rivers that began when he went missing in February and ended when his remains were found in September. Jesse Vang and responsible for Elijah's care when he was reported missing and is charged with repeated physical abuse of a child, causing death and hiding a corpse. Fang and his attorney appeared via Zoom at his arraignment hearing in Manitowoc County Court. He's due back in court in March. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in his death. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison's drop-off point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. As winter approaches and before colder temperatures set in, now is the perfect time to plan and be prepared for the upcoming season. To help encourage everyone to be winter ready, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Being aware of weather conditions is essential for being prepared. The National Weather Service and other reliable local sources will have forecast information to inform you of potential inclement weather. Recently, the National Weather Service simplified their cold weather terminology. Wind chill watches were renamed to an extreme cold watch. Wind chill warnings were renamed to an extreme cold warning. And wind chill advisory was renamed a cold weather advisory. Tim Halbach said, "These changes are part of a nationwide effort to simplify the amount of hazard headlines the National Weather Service has." Extreme cold temperatures can be dangerous for many people, leading to cold-related illnesses and injuries, such as hypothermia and frostbite. There are 45 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2023 to 24, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. According to that data, there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations in the state due to cold-related illnesses. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it's important to follow extreme cold warnings and minimize time outdoors, including pets. If you have to be outside, dress for the weather and make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Call 211 or visit 211wisconsin.communityos.org to find local warming centers and free winter clothing outlets. Finally, take precautions to avoid slips, trips, and falls in icy conditions and snow shoveling injuries. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it is important to reduce outdoor activities for your family, including your pets. Make sure you wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing instead of a single heavy layer. Outerwear should be tightly woven and water-repellent. Make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk. It is also important to know the signs and symptoms of frostbite and hypothermia. Ice and snow on the roads are a major threat to drivers throughout the state, causing thousands of motor vehicle crashes each year. Preliminary data from the Wisconsin State Patrol shows 9 people were killed and 2,262 were injured in the state last winter from crashes involving winter road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free website and mobile app that provides traffic and route-specific information. It is important to check 511 Wisconsin before you drive. To learn more about traffic information or check out hundreds of traffic cameras statewide, people can access the mobile-friendly website at 511wi.gov. At home or in your car, winter emergency kits should include items such as food, water, a flashlight, and batteries and blankets. In your vehicle, include a snow shovel, extra gloves and hats, cell phone charger, and kitty litter or sand to help give your wheels traction on icy roads if your vehicle gets stuck. To prepare for winter storms, stock up on additional supplies and have a plan for what to do if you lose power at home. Plan for extra batteries and other alternative power sources for your needs, including power banks or a generator. Keep generator safety in mind while it is in operation to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and other hazards. Generators should be used outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home. Follow manufacturer's instructions carefully. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Tuesday, November 19th. David J. Druckry, 79, of Spring Green, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green, with burial in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David J. Druckry, 79, of Spring Green. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverdale Food Pantry. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95, of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Boscobel Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died last Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for a car show. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died Saturday after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 30th, from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88, died Sunday. Private family services will be held at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today. Sprinkles or drizzle possible early. A high of 57 and then falling.